Now, Craig, Steve Cochran rolls in at 6 a.m. What are the chances he wakes up 4 hours before his show?
Not good. I don't think they're good.
And he watched the Blackhawks game, so you got to figure that game ended at about 10:20, 10:30-ish. And maybe, you know what, maybe he went out to the airport to welcome them back. Maybe he's been up. Maybe he's going to pull an all-nighter. We don't know. He can go to bed at 10 a.m. So we are calling Steve Cochran right now.
You are in danger. What are you doing?
I'm just calling Steve Cochran. Let's see. There we go. Are we ringing? Oh, there we go. Let's see what happens. I'm hoping his phone's on vibrate. Esmeralda's really nervous. Esmeralda, she does not like the sound of this.
Esmeralda's going to be okay.
It's fine. It's totally fine. Oh, God. What if he answers? What's a grumpy Cochran sound like?
I don't know.
A grumpy Steve Cochran?
Like he's waking up for the very first
time.
Plus
the Blackhawks lost.
He would probably ask what a lot. I think if he woke up.
What?
Like, what?
What?
Who is this?
Hi, it's Steve. Not in. Leave a message. I'll call you back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Steve. It's Patty Vasquez.
And Craig Collins.
And Esmeralda Leon.
Esmeralda.
Wait, say the name again.
Why
Who
are you so scared?
Because he wakes up so early already. He's sleeping.
We're getting him up earlier.
I know. But you know what? This will be a great message for him to receive when he does awake.
Yeah.
You know, he can listen to it in his car on the way down to
right.
the station. Maybe we'll cheer him up a little bit. It was a long night. The Blackhawks ended their season. They were amazing. We could not be more proud of our team.
We've called some people at WGN TV, and they're all putting their faces on at this time,
yes.
So a lot of them don't answer. I assume Steve is also putting his face on for radio.
I keep my face all the time on.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. That's good.
You should always keep your face
on. I almost never put my face on. So
just leave it where it is.
Right. Just pick it up when I can.
It's all good. We had a group grief party, a therapy session.
That's true.
We hung out with Mark Carmen and Adam Hoge after the Blackhawks game, and we had some popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And we also talked to Sam Panionovich, who has shaved his beard, as has Craig.
I shaved in between when they lost and when we started our radio show.
I'm getting my waxing done on Wednesday.
Does
that count?
Yeah, that counts.
Get the Brazilian
done. I can't
did
see
you,
any
did
beard
you have
there.
A playoff?
I had a not. She did not have a playoff.
I did not take care of that the entire time during the playoffs.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore, Steve. If you can explain this to me.
I just want a playoff beard.
Someday we can sit down, Steve, and you can tell me what Patty's talking about.
I just let it grow out.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, supporting my team, doing my best.
I can't see any of it there on your face at all. I can't see.
No.
All right. Good talk.
I did not show that to you.
Uh-huh.
That's why I wear jeans. I've been wearing, you know, I haven't worn skirts in a while.
Yeah, I have.
It's just, you know, it's just a lot of friction when I walk.
Yeah, well, and jeans are good for this time of year.
Takes care of it.
It's been cold. No,
I
it's been
do.
Amazing.
I actually, I get mine done in L.A. I have a waxer.
That's
in
the only time?
Yes, because it's not why I schedule my trip for this week. I did not think the Blackhawks were going
to
lose.
You haven't been to L.A. in a while. Let's talk about that.
Well, I have two.
Are we calling the wrong Steve? Should we get your husband on the line?
I have a place on Elson Avenue. I have the Cat's Meow.
Sure, I've heard.
Elson Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one. I have a girl here and I have a girl in L.A.
Sure.
She's from Brazil.
What's your girl here's name?
Michelle.
Michelle. And the
yes.
girl in LA?
And she's also a bartender, by the way.
Nice.
Jessica in
Jessica.
LA.
Jessica.
Yes.
Nice. I met a Jessica tonight, a bartender. She might come
not
into
the
show.
Not the same
no,
person.
No, she does not do waxing.
She does not do that.
I do not think you should
You
ask.
Know what I like about getting it done in LA? Is
Go ahead.
There's actually, there's music videos. So over her, so I have one foot on her shoulder. And,
oh God!
And like behind her is like Rihanna, like singing and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just and she's very nonchalant. She actually sits on a yoga ball, you know, those big like. So
she's got to keep her core strong.
Yeah. Does she give you some kind of like grass drink or something?
No.
Okay.
A shot.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Is there like a grass shot?
Well, they suggest that you take an ibuprofen before you get it done.
Sure.
I have not done that yet.
I'm sure that'll cure all that ails you.
We're very soon. It's almost over.
Well, we also had great music from Cold Country.
Yeah, we did.
Sean was amazing. Played mm-hmm. some wonderful music, which actually was fitting for the evening. It was a little somber.
Right. You have reached the maximum time permitted
already
for
over.
Recording your message.
I think he shortened it.
Steve has a short message box. I'm going to have to go say that. I don't know if that was the right way to put it. Vic Vaughn, how are you doing tonight?
I was waiting until the Steve Cochran beep.
Are you nervous?
Well,
why is everyone so scared?
I have to see him in the morning.
Oh. Well, tell him that you were, yes. Well, I have a coupon for my Brazilian in LA. I can confirm all that information. You know what? I will send a picture of me and my esthetician from the Santa Monica boutique that I go to. Yeah, that's just where I go. How are you doing?
I stayed up for the Blackhawks game, by the way.
So you've been up the whole time? Did you nap at all?
I napped,
after?
Yep. Okay. I went right to bed.
Is your beard a playoff thing, or do you always have a beard?
Nope, always have a beard.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I feel like I don't know you well enough yet. I should have checked first. Yeah. I shouldn't have even asked.
We weren't aware of your beard habits.
Yes, we
are now.
Do you shave it off? It's do you just shave it off in one now. Big chunk? And
yeah.
then you put it, you slap it back on.
Oh,
after
nice.
The...
He puts his
if
beard
If they invent
on.
That, I may you... take part in that. Just change it up. Like, you know.
Yeah,
man,
why not?
That'd be so cool. We could put on, like, other people's beards. Like, I could get a Vic beard. Yeah.
I mean, that
store.
Is a thing. It's just
a lot of work.
It's just a wig for your face.
A beard? That, I mean, that's not a thing.
We have that goo. What's that?
Who would buy
spirit
a
gum?
Spirit gum you have to put on your face.
Vic, this isn't
a
thing.
It's
We're going
to
deny this is a thing.
I've done it for a friend.
You bearded a friend? We missed talking about that with Steve Cochran.
I've bearded a friend.
That's
before.
Amazing.
Yes.
Call him up. Yeah. Ring him up again. We got time. Yeah. We got 30 seconds.
Call Cochran back. We got a little bit of time here before Nick D comes in. Nick D's going to be on, in our other showcase studio, the Allstate Showcase Studio on the 7th floor. When you look back, what are the albums that influenced you the most? Make a list and share it with Nick D at 3:05. Plus, Joe Farina, son of Dennis Farina, talks about his short film Strapped at 2:15. And yeah, I don't think we're going to be in. Do you think? Are you guys worried that we're going to be in trouble with Steve?
Someone
Cochran?
Did text from the 630. Awkward.
What?
A lot of exclamations.
It's with be cranky.
The, which part? Oh, with the.
I don't know. Mail? I don't know what they're talking about specifically. Could you tell us more? 630.
The content of the message for
right.
Steve Cochran?
Or the asking Vic about his beard. I don't know what it is.
Or the,
one of those things was awkward.
I don't. I feel confident.
It may have been the Brazilian wax conversation, guys. Come on. Really? It's
Wait,
my beard.
What are we talking about?
Well, here's what I'm telling
still don't
you.
Understand.
Here's what I'm telling you. I used to be someone who did not rip out the turf, Vic. I used to just trim the hedges, but I have become a convert in the last year or so. And I'm just saying,